This is the sound of your ride home with dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Mac-A-Roni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Mac-A-Roni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Mac-A-Roni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Mac-A-Roni. It's cheesy good.
Mac-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Last Friday week, Frank Graney brought us comprehensive coverage from the High Court of the decision in the case involving the claim brought by Nikita Hand against Conor McGregor. Today, the judge was asked to decide on the issue of costs, damages already having been awarded to Nikita Hand of around €250,000. Frank Graney, our Today FM Courts correspondent, is back with us. So let's get straight to that issue of the costs, because Nikita Hand was looking for the highest level of costs but didn't get that in the end. So do we know what's included in the order that was made in her favour?
We do. I mean, in terms of costs, there are two main levels when it comes to awarding them in civil litigation like this. You have the ordinary level, which is known as party and party costs, and then you have the higher level, solicitor-client costs. Party and party costs doesn't cover the whole bill charged by solicitors, therefore reasonable and necessary expenses incurred as a result of the litigation. The other ones then, solicitor-client costs, is bells and whistles. They cover the full scope of the solicitor's work for their client. They go beyond what is deemed reasonable or necessary by the court. Nikita Hand's barrister felt that the circumstances of this case warranted and the awarding of that higher level of costs. Her barrister, John Gordon, argued today that Conor McGregor's conduct before, during and after the case was enough to allow the court to make such an order. He accused McGregor of abusing the court process. He accused him of introducing new evidence at trial, of diverting significantly from his original version of events, which would have been the pleadings of the case prepared before. A jury was even sworn in last month. And this was in relation to Conor McGregor's speculation, you may remember from the witness box, about how Nikita Hand got all the bruisings and other injuries. Conor McGregor was accused of being verbally abusive to Nikita Hand in open court. And this was a reference to an outburst during his cross-examination, which her barrister said today caused the entire court to stop in its tracks. Now, vile language was used in relation to that. I won't repeat that on air. But her barrister said today that Conor McGregor used vitriol as a weapon to intimidate his client, and he urged the court not to tolerate it. But the judge didn't feel, in his judgment, which was delivered this afternoon, he didn't feel that this was an appropriate case to award the highest level of costs against Conor McGregor to Nikita Hand. He said Conor McGregor was entitled to put his case forward. He said that that was done fairly and effectively by his legal team. And he rejected her side's claim that his approach to the case and his conduct in the box warranted a departure from those ordinary level of costs awarded after the event. So in terms of the exact, like, minute details of the costs, I mean, that will all be thrashed out at a later date. But that was the decision of the court in relation
to... Can I just clarify this, though, Frank? Conor McGregor has to cover all his own bills, does he, his own costs, and he has to cover some of Nikita Hand's costs?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Okay. Now, in civil litigation, the general rule is that costs sort of follow the event, which means the loser pays. So why was it that she was looking for Conor McGregor to pay her bill for the case that Nikita Hand lost against the second man, James Lawrence?
Well, she or her side, her lawyers on her behalf, essentially argued that their cases, Conor McGregor and James Lawrence, that is, were run as a joint defence. We know they were both represented by the same firm of solicitors. And we also know that Conor McGregor paid for his friend's legal representation. There was some back and forth, you may remember, when Conor McGregor was being cross-examined by Nikita Hans Barrister as to whether or not he paid the bill. The judge interjected at one point and asked him outright, and he said that he believed he did, and it was confirmed again today by his barrister that he did pay his friend's legal bill. The judge, Mr. Justice Alex Owens, described this as the most peculiar application to come before him, because if you take the general rule of thumb as absolute, that rule that costs follow the event, then it stands to reason that Nikita Hand should only have been entitled to her costs against Conor McGregor, and by the same logic, she should have been on the hook for James Lawrence's costs. But her side urged the court to order McGregor to pay for the lot, arguing that it was a joint defence. The judge refused to do that, deciding again that that wouldn't have been appropriate given the circumstances.
So then, effectively, Lawrence has to pay his own bill, is it?
Lawrence has to pay his own bill, yes. But as we heard today and as we heard during the trial, Conor McGregor has paid for his legal representation throughout. So we can't say for certain if it will in fact come out of James Lawrence's pocket.
And does that then, sorry, just to continue in this, does that mean Nikita Hand, though, has to pay her own costs in relation to taking the action against James Lawrence?
She does, but she doesn't have to pay James Lawrence's costs.
Okay.
Now, clearly we're not privy to agreements and arrangements and negotiations that are made by plaintiffs and their solicitors in advance of civil litigation. But in general terms, there are some solicitors' firms, I'm not saying that this was the case here, but there are some firms that offer no win, no fee basis. So, you know, that may be something that
we don't know.
Again, we don't know. We're not privy to those conversations.
Hey, look, in a moment, I want to come to Conor McGregor's social media posts and the aftermath of the jury's verdict, because they've retracted a lot of comment. But before we get to that, just in relation to James Lawrence's opposition to the application for costs, his barrister accused Nikita Hanside of putting up, quote, much smoke and mirrors. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, this was very interesting. And I suppose it was a reference to the way Nikita Hand's lawyers ran its case against James Lawrence. It was run on the basis, as we all know, that Mr. Lawrence raped her after Conor McGregor had raped her in the Beacon Hotel and after Conor McGregor had left the hotel. Now, Mr. Lawrence's barrister, a man called John Fitzgerald, said today that that basis was never dropped. So he accused Nikita Hand of either suing his client wrongly on a false belief, or of later changing her mind and just not telling anyone about that change of mind. He said it was noteworthy that the jurors didn't award exemplary or punitive damages in the case, despite being invited to do so, if they felt that Conor McGregor and James Lawrence had concocted a story, which was something that was alleged by Ms. Hanside and clearly denied by the two men. We know James Lawrence, from the evidence, went to Gardaí in January of 2019 with a prepared statement. Now, this was a day after the Gardaí had released Conor McGregor, having questioned him. He was arrested on arraignment at Dundrum Garda Station, interviewed a number of times. He had some prepared statements. He answered no comment to the 100 plus questions that he was asked by Gardaí. And in that statement that James Lawrence gave to Gardaí, he claimed that he had consensual sex with Nikita Hand on two occasions. She, as we know, was shocked by that. She told the guards she had no memory of it whatsoever, and she also sued him for damages. However, under cross-examination at trial, she said that she absolutely believed that James Lawrence was lying about having sex with her and that it never actually happened. Now, in my opinion, that was the moment that she lost her case against James Lawrence, because there is obviously a huge difference between not remembering something and it not happening at all. If they never had sex, how could Mr. Lawrence have raped her? And that was indeed something that Mr. Fitzgerald put to the jurors in his closing address. You may remember he wondered why his client was there at all, if she thought that he was lying, that it was a made-up story. And looking at the evidence, the judge said that the jury concluded that James Lawrence did not have sex with her, and in the end he felt it would be inappropriate to award him costs against Nikita Hand, even though he succeeded in his defence of the claim made against him.
There were so many reasons why Nikita Hand was exceptionally brave in taking this case. The issue of intimidation is something that has come up and which we've spoken about. There was also the potential, if she lost, to face ruinous costs, which somebody with her income could not have covered. And then there was also the highly significant putting herself into the public eye, where she was actually had her most intimate personal details brought out in open court and reported upon widely. So this was a very brave decision that she actually took. And she received vindication with the verdict in her favour last Friday week and the damages of nearly €250,000 that were given to her. So when it comes to fairness, what's your opinion in relation to this ruling on the costs today?
Oh, it's a great question. I suppose before I offer that opinion, I think it is important to point out that the judge described this, again, as I said earlier, as the single most peculiar case, which certainly says a lot coming from an experienced judge like Mr. Justice Alex Owens undoubtedly is. You can look at this from lots of different angles, but I think, objectively speaking, it is a fair outcome. You know, having lost her case against James Lawrence, Nikita Hand could have been directed to pay his legal costs, which would have been substantial. She wasn't. And again, who knows what arrangement she had with her solicitors in terms of payment in the event of an unsuccessful claim. But certainly she could have been wiped out if she had to pay Mr. Lawrence's bill, because you could argue that, you know, clearly €250,000 that she was awarded in compensations against Conor McGregor. That's a hell of a lot of money, but it mightn't have actually been enough to cover the legal bill. Now, James Lawrence may feel aggrieved today that he wasn't awarded his costs, but as we've already heard and as I've already mentioned, Conor McGregor paid his legal bill. They had the same lawyers, so he's unlikely to be out of pocket. Conor McGregor, when you talk about pockets, Conor McGregor certainly has deep pockets. He has a net worth of hundreds of millions of euro, countless revenue streams, although they have taken somewhat of a hit in recent weeks. But even if he was ordered to pay the whole bill, which, you know, I've been told, reliably told, that it's north of €1 million, even possibly 1.5 million, wouldn't have put a major dent on his fortune. I think that's fair to say. But in any event, he wasn't ordered to pay the whole bill. He also wasn't directed to pay the highest level of costs to Nikita Hand, which was what she was looking for. So I think the judge took a very measured, a very balanced approach. But, you know, what do I know? Obviously, if any of the parties feel aggrieved, they can all pursue avenues to articulate their grievances. The case will be mentioned again in January, mid-January. Obviously, in terms of costs and the numbers and drilling down to the various expenses incurred as a result of this, it will take some time to formulate precisely what everybody owes.
There is one other thing, though, because you said there are legal ways of going about things, and it was always open to Conor McGregor to take an appeal in relation to the verdict. Instead, he took to social media the day after the verdict, and a vitriolic stream of posts, which were subsequently deleted, but not until after many people had actually seen them. So what did the judge say about those today?
Well, one particular social media post was brought to the judge's attention today, and this was part of what can only be described as a rant on X the day after the verdict was delivered, where Conor McGregor accused the court of being a kangaroo court of opinions and feelings as opposed to a court of hard evidence and truth. And Nikita Hand's barrister today, John Gordon, accused him of taking to social media to disparage the court. He said that Conor McGregor published that with the intention of scandalising the court, and he accused him of directly insulting the jury by describing the court as a kangaroo court. Now, when that was brought to the judge's attention, Mr. Justice Alex Owens asked John Gordon what he wanted him to do about it. He asked if he was suggesting that it was a contempt of court, and Mr. Gordon asked him to deal with it in the first instance in the costs order that he was making, but he said that he could also take further steps if he so wished. In the end, Mr. Justice Owens decided not to take the post into account in terms of his decision when it came to costs. But if it's something that may involve scandalising the court, then he can initiate contempt of court proceedings. He said today that he hasn't quite decided if that's what he'll do. He hasn't decided what to do about it. But that if Conor McGregor is held in contempt of court, he said that he may have to pay a fine. He described Conor McGregor as a very rich man who can well afford to pay a fine. But he said that there have to be rules in relation to scandalising the court. And he said that it's something that can't be ignored if indeed Conor McGregor was the author of that post.
And who else would have been the author? I suppose that's something that might be found out. Thank you very much, Frank Graney, our Today FM courts correspondent.
The last word on Today FM.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.